After a marathon 16-hour debate, the House earlier this morning passed the most far-reaching reform of campaign finance rules since the Watergate era. The vote was 240 to 189. The bill bans the unregulated, unlimited contributions known as soft money made to national political parties. It also keeps so-called issue ads bought with soft money from being broadcast before elections. Hurdles remain, though, for the reform to become law. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Even though the Senate passed its McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform bill last spring, it took a petition signed by a majority of members to force the GOP-controlled House to take up similar legislation yesterday. As members prepared to vote on a series of amendments, Ohio Republican Bob Ney reminded them that things have changed since the days when the House would approve reform bills knowing they'd surely die in the Senate.
The president has given no indication that he intends to veto a bill that would reach his desk. So unlike previous votes, today's vote really does matter. We're not playing games anymore. As some have said, we're now shooting with real bullets.
Massachusetts Democrat Marty Meehan, who joined Connecticut Republican Chris Shays in sponsoring the bill, said it's clear why the president has not said he'll veto a bill that's strongly opposed by his party's leaders.
Because this president knows what we all know, that there is a cloud over the Capitol in the White House because of this Enron scandal. And the American people are demanding that that cloud be removed by removing this soft money system that has had such a corrupting influence on the decisions that we make day in and day out, making good people do bad things.
House Majority Leader Dick Armey, who sponsored a dozen measures aimed at changing the reform bill, rejected that he's been influenced by campaign contributors.
I am not now, never have been, nor ever will be corrupted by contributions to my campaign in soft or hard money, and I do not believe any of my colleagues have now, ever have been, or ever will be corrupted.
But Majority Whip Tom DeLay suggested the reformers themselves may be under the influence of soft money. He noted that up until this week, the sponsors of Shays Meehan had called for a ban on soft money to take effect 30 days after being signed into law.
And they changed the effective date till the next election. Now, what's the difference if it's bad soft money and if it's corrupting, like you say? Then what's the difference in doing it now or after the election? The difference is they've got a bunch of soft money that they think is good now, and they want to use it.
Opponents of Shays Meehan tried to amend the bill so its restrictions on soft money would take effect today. California Democrat Brad Sherman, who backs Shays Meehan, said reasonable people could disagree on when the bill should take effect.
What is clearly unreasonable is to make this bill effective today, before the Senate acts, before the President acts. Not only is that impractical, it is clearly unconstitutional.
All but one of the amendments offered by opponents to Shays Meehan failed, leaving the bill largely intact. It was revised somewhat, however, by an amendment offered by Tennessee Republican Zach Womp that doubles the $1,000 limit set in 1974 for individual contributions to House candidates.
If it was indexed to inflation, it would be well over $3,000. And I realize raising it from $1,000 to $3,000 would be too much to swallow at one time.
The doubling of contribution limits angered some Democrats. One reform supporter even called for the president to veto the bill. Asked yesterday whether he would sign a campaign finance reform bill, President Bush indicated he would.
I want to sign a bill that improves the system. And it seems like to me that if they get a bill out of the House of Representatives that improves the system, it ought to be in effect immediately. But we'll see what comes my way.
The House bill must now be approved by the Senate before it can go to the White House. Republican Senator John McCain, who was on hand for the House vote, was optimistic about the bill's prospects in his chamber.
I think we'll be able to prevail in the Senate. It will be hard, but I think we'll prevail. I think there's some momentum by tonight's victory. And the fact is the bill came out very, very similar to the Senate bill.
Some of McCain's GOP colleagues, though, have threatened to filibuster the House bill when it reaches the Senate. The McCain-Feingold version of the reform bill got 59 votes when it passed the Senate, one short of the 60 needed to stop a filibuster. South Carolina House Republican Lindsey Graham said after the vote, it's clear there's more support now for campaign finance reform than there was last year.
Turning the ship of state around something as important as money in politics is tough. So this is a big deal for the country.
And it's also an accomplishment many House members are sure to remind voters of before the November election. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.